From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief for July 1st. Riley, July 1st. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Dworkish Podcast, the winning essays for the big questions about AI. 2 months ago, I posted some big questions about AI. We had 600 essays submitted for this contest. Below is a bit of information of the three winners, followed by all three full essay. Thanks to everyone who participated. First place Jassy Panu. Jassy Panu is an assistant professor at Johns Hopkins University, where she focuses on biosecurity and pandemic preparedness. She serves on the board of Blueprint Biosecurity. Jassy answered the question about what the OpenAI Foundation should do. Next, second, from Phil Dauber. And so ends day one of the back nine. TLDR. This resolves the Nasdaq discrepancy from my last note. 26,040 was the Nasdaq composite 0.66%, not the Nasdaq 100, so that number checks out. It just wasn't the index I assumed. New material below, a genuine great rotation narrative. Financials plus 2.1%, healthcare up, chips down. That's a cleaner frame than either prior recap had. Warsh's Cintra remarks get much more specific here, including a good family fight comment and a Fed hawk dove split flagged by Hassett. Big new thread nobody had yet. USCA is being shelved in favor of annual reviews, a real supply chain risk. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top. Emerging Asia bonds draw global funds despite Fed hike fears. Foreign investors are piling back into Asian emerging market bonds despite renewed Federal Reserve hawkishness, as expectations that regional central banks will keep interest rates elevated support the debt's yield appeal. And then, fourth, from Screen Rant. Don't sleep on one of the best indie thrillers of the year after it just won the Dances with Films Award. You've probably heard the buzz about that Indonesian indie thriller that just snagged the top prize at Dances with Films, and trust me, it's worth a slot in your watchlist. The film, directed by a fresh voice from Jakarta, dives deep into a knot of family secrets and a relentless cat-and-mouse chase through the city's neon-lit backstreets. It's not just the plot that grabs you. The way the director uses tight framing and a pulse-quickening soundtrack makes every hallway feel like a maze you can't escape. What really sets this movie apart is how it leans into the thriller genre without leaning on cheap jump scares. The tension builds through everyday moments, a phone call that never comes through, a door that won't open so you're constantly guessing who's watching and who's being watched. The lead actor delivers a performance that feels raw and immediate, as if you're sitting right beside him as he pieces together clues that could shatter his world. The win at Dances with Films is more than a trophy. It signals that the global indie circuit finally noticed what streaming platforms have been doing for years, bringing hidden gems from places like Indonesia into the mainstream. Netflix has already picked it up, so you can hit play without hunting for a festival screen. And because it's an indie, the storytelling stays intimate. You get a glimpse of local culture, the city's rhythm, and a narrative that respects its characters rather than just using them as plot devices. Bottom line, if you're looking for a thriller that's smart, stylish, and a little bit daring, this is the one to press play on. It's the kind of film that sticks with you after the credits roll, making you think about the shadows in your own neighborhood. Give it a night, and let it pull you into its world. You won't regret it. Next, fifth, from Deal Secrets. Flash deal. My favorite air fryer is back down to its prime day price. In the market for a new air fryer, one that's especially good at pizza, and looks like it would be right at home on the Starship Enterprise. For a limited time, the top-rated Typhoor Dome 215-in-1 air fryer is on sale for $285. I've owned the original Typhoor Dome for a full 2 years. Here's my review if you want to check that out. At the time, I was gaga over the design, but appalled by the $500 price tag. Up next, 6, from Charles Hugh Smith. The risks of AI, it's tricky, but our faith in the might of our civilization is itself a source of risk, because the risk of model collapse, the breakdown not of a supply chain or technology, but of our entire conceptual construct of how the world works, goes unrecognized because our confidence that our model maps the real world is so high that we are incapable of recognizing its drift into hallucination and civilizational psychosis. In our hubris, we see the power and might of our technologies, systems, and foresight, and reckon these are so robust they will easily survive any tectonic shift, as we've planned for emergencies. And then, 7th, from Crypto in America. Crypto's bear market hasn't scared off Wall Street as the race for clarity continues. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Crypto in America newsletter. What you'll read: Wall Street is looking beyond the crypto bear market, betting on the industry's long-term future. Plus, President Trump's latest financial disclosure is drawing fresh criticism from Senate Democrats as negotiations over ethics provisions in the Clarity Act continue. Next, Sean Duffy, Donald and Melania Trump, Keith Krach, Justin Caporale, Meredith O'Rourke, Elizabeth Pipko, Danielle Alvarez, Rachel Reisner, Roger Federer-Byron and Erica Donalds, RFK Jr., Joel Salatin, James Kamai, Barbie Callie Means, Todd Blanche, Justin Caporale, Clifton Fred Lees, Chris L'Acevedo, B. Etina Anderson Trump, Pam Bondi, Tiffany Trump, Danielle Matta, Janet Mills, Holistic Hilda, and more. 8. From The Swamp. Meet the MAGA goons who turned Trump's state fair into a total disaster. Setting the stage for the Great American Flop, Donald Trump's Great American State Fair is a bust for the ages. Up next. 9th, from The Market Chronicle, June jobs report could trigger a spike in the VIX and market volatility. Liquidity is due to thin out as we enter the second half of 2026, and at Navigating the Market, one of the things we focus on is changes in liquidity. Now is the time to join. The Independence Day sale is now live 30% off monthly and annual subscriptions, permanently. Not for a month, not for a year. And then, 10th, from VBL Goldfix. Goldfix PM, housekeeping. Good evening. Morning rundown. Macroeconomics / commodities, energy / geopolitics. Founders. Goldfix intraday chat. Goldfix is a reader-supported publication. That's the day.